Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Eagles and Packers now in 3 days. It's really, look, it gets exciting. It gets a little nerve-wracking sometimes. I'm not nervous yet, and maybe I won't be because I am pretty darn confident. But I hope I'm not overconfident. I think some are. Maybe I'm one of them. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are expressing a lot of positivity, and with good reason. But sometimes I think we get a little ahead of ourselves. All right, with that said, let's welcome in a man who picked the Phillies to win in the playoffs and then was apoplectic when they did not. And let's hope that doesn't happen again, Mr. Ben Davis. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And Super Bowl to the Eagles.
I hear you.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And the rest of the day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Look at you. We finally learned.
Man.
Dude.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I don't know if you can clap for yourself.
I'm nothing
but
an adapter. Adapter. Yep. So, Ben, you excited, man?
I am. I'm very excited. I think it's their time.
You do?
I do.
Big picture? Not just week one of the postseason? Like, are you saying it's
Big picture.
Pareto?
Yeah.
Pareto.
Why not?
Let's go.
Like, seriously, why not?
Well, Mahomes is a why not. Josh Allen's a why not. Detroit home field advantage is a why not. I mean, there are some reasons. I mean, you know, if you're going to ask that question, I'll give you an answer. But, you know.
Well, with Mahomes, it's always a why not. that's a whole different animal. He's different. But I just think they have a lot of things going for them.
They really do.
Especially 26 and the defense.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the heart of it. It's the running game with him.
Which is historically what wins in the playoffs. Like, historically, right? Run the ball and play great defense. That is a great formula for winning historically in the NFL.
Wins an awful lot. No question. All right. So, Ben with us for the next 3 hours. Jason Kelce at 7:30 today. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mike right now in Spring Garden. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Hammer. How you doing, brother?
Good, pal.
I'm a LaSalle guy. I got to say it from the beginning.
Well, listen, you properly outed yourself, and I now know what I'm dealing with, and I'll...
All right, thank you.
So no, I'll talk very slow for you.
Oh, no!
It's slowly.
Oh, damn!
You'll talk slowly.
Slowly for
Davis,
you.
Haber. Slow for Ben Davis, not for me, man. Ben Davis. Malvern guy.
There you go.
You know that.
Sure. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. I was going to go back at you more, but give me your Eagles point. You're a good man. I can tell you're the rare LaSalle good man. I can tell.
I appreciate that. I hated the afternoon show yesterday.
Okay.
A lot of bad takes. Jalen Hurts can't win a playoff game. That's a bad take.
Well, obviously he can, but Mike, here's something I think most Eagles fans probably don't know. He does have a losing record in the postseason.
2-3, I know.
Yeah.
But still, like, you know, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, come on, man. It's not apples, bro. It's not apples. There's no way.
Well, I didn't hear much. I heard a little bit. From what I heard, it sounded like basically Spike's point was huge bump for Jalen Hurts to find out what he's really got.
He basically was like, he has to prove he's not a guy. Just a guy is what Spike's take was yesterday.
Yeah. Do you disagree with that, Mike?
I just think it's a bad bit. Like, yeah, this guy, let him show him something, man.
Look, here's the thing. I think the town is more split on Hurts than any athlete I can remember in a while. And it does get a little confusing because there's so much greatness around him. It makes it a little bit harder to identify than a normal situation how good the person really is. I'll give you an example. Maxey. We all love Maxey. But when they don't have, and I'm not counting last night, because they beat a team that was 6-28, okay, going into the game. When they didn't have Embiid and Paul George, they weren't winning at all. And then you say, well, how good really is Maxey? Like, is he actually a top 20 player?
Well, you saw how the Eagles' offense didn't look great when he went out in the Washington game. I think they were going to crush Washington.
But then when the other quarterbacks got a chance to, you know, be ready to play,
Dallas.
Oh, does that matter? I thought you said that didn't matter.
Well, I'm just
saying. I thought you said that wasn't important, that he gets a week of practice with the starters.
I thought some people over-discussed that aspect.
Welcome aboard, Big
Dog.
But
I think there's something to it. I'm like a triangle for you. The three of us, we're gonna fight after the show.
I can't wait.
But not you and me, Rhea. I don't do that.
I'll fight.
Me and Rhea versus you.
I'll throw down.
Yeah, I know you would.
Look at Ben.
Problem is, you know, HR department, you know,
probably
issues.
Not high on that.
Cancel culture.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
All right, LaSalle guy, give me an answer, man. What's a scene that was cheesy in a movie or a show?
I hate to say it, but it's got to be Gladiator.
Okay, which scene? There's some cheese. Which scene?
Maximus.
He's a character.
All right. Yeah, we got
did a quote right there?
No, we got the full LaSalle package.
Joe, I was about to say, I'm with you on that one. It was a good thing you went slow.
Why is it called LaSalle College High School? That's what I want to know.
Dude, that's
I mean, seriously.
John, do you know that? LaSalle High School, the name is LaSalle College High School.
That makes very little sense to me.
Thank you.
Is it like right next to LaSalle College?
No.
LaSalle University?
No, it's not.
They're not even college.
Is it about preparing for college? Like, I don't know.
It's really weird, actually.
It's a really
good point. This is a weird name.
I mean, you know what the prep's about? Preparing for college. For life.
It's a preparatory school.
Preparatory school. That's right. St. Joseph's Preparatory School. Well, you know what you're saying. I'm saying it wrong.
Velveeta,
good. All right. So what's good is that Jalen apparently no issues yesterday. Certainly not that we know of. Let's listen to Lane Johnson after practice yesterday. So he had seen and participated with Jalen playing in practice here. And by the way, Eagles moved practice to the Link. Here's Jalen Hurts yesterday. Excuse me. Here's Lane Johnson yesterday after practice.
He looked really sharp. You know, it was really, I guess, first time back full speed. And we had a crisp practice. You know, he's been dialed in. You know, he's been limited what he can do physically, obviously, but, you know, mentally he's sharp and on top of stuff.
Can you tell that when he gets back on the field that he's been dialed in the whole time?
Yeah. You can see it in his face. I mean, you kind of see it in everybody's face. Stout was very enthusiastic that he turned up, but yeah, man, he's excited about our situation. You know, we're playing Green Bay, who's a great team, and it was a tough go. Our first game was a very close game, so but he was dialed in today. He looked really good.
All right, good to hear, and not a surprise, but that's obviously what we wanted to hear, and that's good. Now let's compare and contrast that with the unknown of Jordan Love. John, interesting report yesterday from a Packers reporter. A guy named Tom Silverstein works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he tweeted the following related to Jordan Love yesterday. He said, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, with the elbow issue, is taking part in warm-ups, but team is making sure media does not see whether he can throw. By closing practice after team stretch, usually get to see individual drills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very intriguing.
Now, look.
It could go either way, obviously, but that is intriguing.
It is. And look, more than anything, it may simply be they just want to make it harder for Vic Fangio and the Eagles defenders to prepare.
I think it's probably the most likely outcome, actually. I mean, with Love saying after the game he's going to play and all that, like, I think it's most likely, but it could be either.
They need to pull out all the stops because they are deficient comparatively.
Yeah.
You know, roster-wise.
John, you were never a defender preparing for two quarterbacks, but would you imagine that would complicate it for the Eagles defenders? Time-wise, like, can you quantify
really
the extra level of challenge?
No, you prepare for the offense that they've shown, and you assume if there's a different quarterback, a backup, or whomever, that it's going to be maybe lean a little more into the run game. They've got a good run game. They will be running the ball and play actioning. That's what we'll be preparing for. I think what's critical with Jordan Love is his grip. If this nerve thing, if what we're talking about
it can't
here
be effective, then
is that nerve. When you get that ulnar nerve banged, you know how that feels.
If that
affects, and it does affect your grip strength,
guys.
Doesn't come completely back in the cold,
no question,
that will be an advantage, Eagles,
because you cannot feel your fingers.
Sure.
I know from experience,
loving it.
Yeah.
Having Tommy John done when I did it, you could not. Every time I washed my hair, I couldn't feel my left
guys,
two fingers.
We saw a playoff game 2 years ago.
Brock Purdy.
Where Brock Purdy couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Exactly.
Couldn't do it.
And it was that was he had Tommy like, John. It was the same. Yeah, I mean, correct. Not
the
you know
the body can be disabled. I remember watching an Oscar De La Hoya fight one time. This is a different injury, but he got hit. I think what did they call it, the kidney shot or whatever. He got hit in a spot, disabled him. Like, and then the Colt McCoy game.
Well,
remember Colt McCoy
in
the national
like
championship? No, but my point is the body can get disabled.
Yes.
You know, it can literally just like it doesn't matter how much you try to will yourself. If you can't do certain things, you can't be effective. So we'll see.
Holding a football, pretty important part of being quarterback.
Exactly.